Well, boys and girls, I said that I was going to introduce you to a few missionaries that we should know. Today I want to tell you very briefly the story of a lady, a young lady called Charlotte Diggs Moon, or Lottie Moon, as she was much better known. Lottie Moon was brought up in a very wealthy home in Virginia. Her father was a very well-known businessman, and Lottie stood out from the rest of her family. She was the fourth of seven children, but she stood out from the rest of the family because she was just 4 feet 3 inches tall. Now that's not very big, sure, it's not. If you're 4 feet 3 this morning, please forgive me for saying that, but when you grow up with brothers-in-laws who are all 6 foot 5 and 6 foot 4 and 6 foot 6, you realize that it is to be a little bit smaller. But Lottie Moon was just 4 feet 3 inches tall. Brought up on a plantation that her family owned, and as a result of that, her father owned 52 slaves. Now, Lottie lost her father very tragically. He lost his life in a boating accident as he was making his way on a business trip to New Orleans. And as a result of that, because her mother couldn't cope with everything at home, Lottie was sent off to a boarding school. She had an uncle called James Barclay. James Barclay was a medical missionary and was very well known in those days. And although her family were all staunch Baptists, Lottie took no interest whatsoever in the faith that her parents had. She didn't like church. She didn't go out to church only when she was made to go out. And she had absolutely no interest at all in spiritual things. One occasion on the 22nd of December, in 1858, Lottie attended Charlottesville Baptist Church. She was made to go with the school because it was compulsory to attend the meetings. And though she didn't want to be there at these particular meetings, they were known as a series of revival meetings. And a man was there called Dr. John Broaddus, and he spoke about the need for young people in particular to give their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. That was the first time that Lottie Moon really thought seriously about faith in Jesus Christ. Maybe you're here this morning. You're here out of duress. Maybe you don't like church either. Maybe you hate Sunday morning coming round because you know that Mum and Dad's going to say to you, "You're not changed yet. We're all going out to church." Somehow you just don't like that. That's what Lottie Moon was like. But this time, sitting in the meeting, she heard about the love of Jesus Christ, and she gave her life to Christ during those revival meetings. And everybody that knew Lottie knew that she'd changed. They could see such a difference in her life that all of them were deeply moved. Even the girls she went to school with at the boarding school, they knew that there was something different about Lottie's life. And of course, that's the way it ought to be, isn't it? You're a Christian here this morning, your life should have changed. And if it hasn't changed, something not right. Because if any man be in Christ, the Bible says, he's a new creation. But Lottie had changed so much that she was asked to become the leader of all the Christian students in the school. She excelled academically because I read that she was not only good at everything, but particularly good at languages. She learned Greek, and she learned Latin and Hebrew and Spanish and Italian and French. So she was able to speak all of these languages very fluently. But more than anything else, Lottie Moon wanted to be a missionary. But she wanted to be sure that what she was doing was done in God's time. And she wanted to be sure that wherever she would go to serve God, that God would clearly direct her. So for a number of years, when she couldn't go to the mission field, she and her sister began to really pray for the missionary families. I wonder, do you do that in your prayer times? If I asked you this morning, could you name all the missionaries from this church who are out serving the Lord, and could you mention them all by name and where they are? I wonder, could you do that? Because we should be able to do that. And we should be able to pray for them specifically. And that's what Lottie Moon did along with her sister. And not only did they pray for the work, they financially supported the work. And as a result of that, her sister Edmonia went out to serve the Lord in China. But she was a frail girl. She couldn't stick the pace. Her health was bad. And ultimately she returned home. But you know, Lottie's burden deepened. And as she was waiting for the Lord to show her where he wanted her to go, on the 7th of July in 1873, she went out to be a missionary in China. So what they said to her before she went, Lottie, you'll never stick it. Lottie, you're far too small to be useful to God. Lottie, you're not cut out for this type of work. Lottie, you'll never be able to do it. Look at the cut of you. You'll not have the stamina. You won't have the energy. You'll not have the willpower. Lottie, you're not cut out for this work. But God had called her. And Lottie went to the mission field knowing about the dangers and difficulties. Do you know when she arrived, she had such an impact that the authorities called her a foreign devil. But she realized that something had to be done to reach these people. She developed her own missionary strategy. She ran around in Chinese dress. She opened a school to teach children. She taught them the gospel so that some of the children were able to recite one of the gospels in their entirety, and some of them could do all the gospels off by heart. She fed those children that came to her doorstep, and on some occasions in her home, with very meager resources, she kept and fed and clothed 15 destitute children at a time. She shared the word of God at every opportunity. And you know, in 1 3-month period, she left home and she went and she spoke at 118 villages just to tell them about the love of Christ. She was the only foreigner at that time who lived in that part of China. But the Lord richly blessed her and blessed her ministry despite all those at home who said she should never have gone. She worked so hard, she could give no more. It was time to leave China, leave the mission field and return home to an easier life because she was absolutely physically exhausted. But you know, she had a special place in the hearts of the people. When she left and later when she died, they said that they knew what it was to be loved by a very special person. Lottie Moon was returning home. On Christmas Eve in 1912, she was on board a ship. It was in a harbor in Japan and she was on her way home. A nurse was with her. She was still in her Chinese dress. And she lifted her head of the bed and she looked at her nurse. She clasped her hands, nodded at her, and began to pray. And as she was praying on that ship, God took Lottie Moon home. She had been asked, and this is what I want you to remember today. She had been asked, during all the years of her missionary service, she'd been asked the question why she did it. And Lottie Moon said this, if I had 1,000 lives to live, I would live them all for the woman of China. If I had 1,000 lives to live, I'd live them all for the woman of China. I'm going to ask you a question this morning. And I'm going to ask my own heart a question today. What are you living for? What are you living for? Who are you living for? Because if it's not lived for God, your life and mine, it'll mean absolutely nothing. If I had 1,000 lives to live, I'd live them all for the woman of China.